This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman, presented by Hook's Bit Performance Rods. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show.
It's Johnny B, everyone.
New producer.
I'm the new guy.
Second day on the job, man.
Second day.
That's it.
Here we go, baby.
It's all rolling. All right, let's head back to Matagorda. Now we're going to talk a little fishing with Captain Tommy Alexander. Hey, Tommy, what's up, man?
What's going on, Mickey?
Well, not a lot. We got you.
Got me. Yeah, I was gone there for, we went to Disney World. I was gone for like almost, I guess, 10 days I was gone.
You're only supposed to go there after you win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I guess, I'm never going to win the Super Bowl, so I figured I'd
get those up. Days are past.
So, I mean, it was pretty neat, though. It was,
yeah, that's great for the kids, man, and the family.
Yeah, they love it.
Great family outing. My wife's a travel agent, and she probably books more Disney packages than anything. I mean,
yeah.
Hundreds of them.
I bet. This deal started out with my daughter. My daughter's a cheerleader, and her cheerleading team won some kind of deal this last summer, and they invited her to cheer at the Citrus Bowl, which was on New Year's Day over there. And so that's how this all started, was they had a Disney package for us, you know, like a whole deal, and then we just kind of turned it into a vacation.
Yeah. Did you go fishing while you were out there?
No, sir. I didn't even take a rod.
Come on, man.
Didn't take a rod. I sure didn't. But I just the lakes that were there were pretty awesome.
Yeah, they used to have those bass fishing tournaments inside Disney World.
Right.
You know, they'd the golfers and the bass pros, they'd play golf, and then they'd bass fish, and it was pretty cool.
I saw some bass lakes. Look, some of them lakes look real good.
Yeah, they're full of fish, too.
We took a boat one time. There was a little boat you could travel on, and went to switch parks, and so I got to look at all that, and it was pretty cool. That was definitely good-looking lakes. You could just tell. But, no, I didn't do it. I mean, all we did was, we just did Disney every day.
I remember the first time I took my wife and boy to Disney World. I don't know, he's a 5 or 6, and man, the tarpon run was on big time. They were nuking them, and we're sitting in a cafe that morning eating breakfast, and all these guys are in there drinking coffee and eating breakfast, talking about all the tarpon they've been catching and everything. I ended up having to book one of them. Go tarpon fishing the next day. My wife didn't like that too much. Oh, well, it's all good. I took them to Disney World.
I mean, there's a lot of water down there.
Yeah, there is. Hey, Florida's just, you can get lost in that place, man.
Everywhere you look, it's water, and you don't even know if it's fresh or salt. I mean, you know, some of it's fresh. Next, you know, it'd be right across the street, and it'd be salt water.
Just wet a hook. You'll figure it out.
Yeah. But it did. It looked awesome. I didn't do it. We just did nothing but kid stuff and spent a bunch of money. It was definitely expensive, I can tell you that. It was real expensive.
Well, that's good. Well, you done any fishing since you got back?
Yeah, a little bit, just at the beginning of this week, and that was it. And, you know, the afternoon, I can tell you it was good at the beginning of the week. We had some good fishing.
Yeah.
The afternoon was good. We had a real good bite in the afternoon.
Right.
But I heard the mornings too. I mean, I talked to a couple people that caught them in the mornings also, but I know that was a good bite the first of the week in the afternoon. Good redfish bite too. Redfish were everywhere. Well, they were eating up everything. I mean, people were throwing corkies and they were tearing them all up. And they were eating that Lily up big time. You know, them redfish, they like that Lily anyway.
If there's a redfish anywhere around and a Lily's in the water, they're going to swim over and eat it, I swear. That's the only drawback with that bait.
They
love that, you know.
They love it. The good thing about it is it doesn't tear up like the corky will, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I used to, if I'd have my favorite corky on and somebody fishing with me hooked one red, I'd take my favorite corky off and and fish with a soft plastic or something. I'm not going to ruin a good corky on a redfish, man.
Yeah, they'll tear it up. But so I know it was good. You know, the first part of the week, I didn't fish yesterday or day. I mean, I didn't fish since that front came in. That was just right. Because I barely got home at the end of the, you know, during the weekend, and then it was good Monday, Tuesday, and then it kind of, that front come in, I hadn't fished. So I'm supposed to start, I got a few, I don't know, I think I got about three or four trips next week, so we'll have to see what the weather brings for that, see if I can get them in or not.
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to start raining this afternoon, isn't it, tomorrow?
Tonight, it'll, I think it's going to come in late, and the majority of the rain is going to stay north of us and move over in through East Texas and Northeast Texas. They'll get the most of it. They're calling Galveston maybe get a tenth or two-tenths of an inch, and the Houston area maybe a half inch max. So that's not too awfully bad. We can live with that.
Yeah, that ain't too bad.
No, and it, it'll pass on through in the morning. It's supposed to turn off, be a pretty weekend, so.
Y'all got that whole river deal going, too, don't y'all?
Oh, it's every river from the Mississippi all the way down south is running. I crossed all of them on vacation. It is just nasty.
The Brazos is all out of its banks.
Oh,
down
it looks down. Terrible. Like clay mud.
Yeah. Yeah, it's out of its banks. There's people, I heard, yeah, there's people that's houses flooded in Harvey that just got rebuilt, and it's almost flooded again.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, just ridiculous. But like I said, I don't know. I know East Bay is at least. I mean, it's holding. That river doesn't mess with East Bay too much. You know, it goes out and hits.
Yeah,
West
at least
Bay.
Y'all got a quick exit to the Gulf.
Right.
You know, somebody gets, you know, that east end of West Bay, but most.
Yeah,
of
the east end of West Bay gets it, but yeah. East Bay doesn't. That's the first thing people always say when they call. Man, is it going to be okay? We've had a lot of rain.
They don't know. They don't know the layout. All they got to do is look at a map, open up a map, and look at it, and they'll say, well, no, they're not getting any of it. East Bay can't get it.
It just really doesn't get any. I mean,
that's what's unique about that bay. It's closed off from that, and it protects it.
Right. You know, I mean, sometimes Caney Creek will run, but even when it runs, it only – even if it's real bad, you know, it won't mess up, but just that very east end of the bay. You know, that's really it. And it just takes a lot to get anything to the west end of East Bay. You know, it pretty well always stays okay.
Yeah.
The only thing messes it up is wind. You know, that's where it'll mess it up, is that wind. But freshwater, no. But, I mean, it's good. I mean, the fishing's definitely good. Like I said, the lilies, where they were eating, the redfish were eating that up, you know. And as far as plastics, I was catching them on that purple one is what it seemed like the first of this week. I had the guy that was throwing the, I don't know what you really call it. It's not plum, but it's the purple.
Yeah.
Purple with sharp tail. Guy was throwing that, and it was working real good. So everybody kind of went to that. And it seemed like that was the deal for a day or two there, was that purple with chartreuse tail. I can't think of what you even call it. It's not plum. It's the one that's a lot more purple, like grape looking, you know.
Yeah, just call it purple. Call it what it is. Purple's purple to me.
There's a name to it. There's a name to it. I just can't think of it for some reason. But, yeah, that's what it is.
Which bait is it?
That's what was – well, he was throwing the down south one.
Yeah,
but,
I don't know what they call it.
Yeah, that's what I say. I don't know what they call it. But I started throwing a Norton Bullman. I found the same color, and I had the Norton Bullman, and it was working too.
Yeah.
It was working too, but, you know, that was before the wind started. I think Wednesday, about Wednesday, somewhere in there, it went to blowing. I don't know anybody that went. I didn't talk to anybody that went yesterday, I don't think. I don't know if it was any good or not.
I hadn't heard yet.
Yeah, I didn't really talk to anybody that really went too much yesterday. I take that back. I know somebody that waded yesterday and caught a bunch of redfish again.
Yeah.
We got a lot of redfish. That's kind of, you know how that's been. It's been that way all year, but we've got a lot of redfish in East Bay.
Yeah, y'all got a lot of the right size, you know, the slots.
Yeah,
man.
There's a lot.
We got so many bulls up here, man. It's unbelievable. I mean, we're catching more slots now than we have in a while, but, man, there's still a lot of those 40-inch redfish all over the place. They're nasty.
See, we just don't have those. I mean,
feel fortunate you don't. I mean, and it's like right now when you find them, you run into them, it's when you're on small trout, you know, undersized trout, you find a school of those, there's always bull reds in there. I know they're eating those trout.
Oh, eating the trout.
Why go look for mullet when you can pull up a school of trout and have you a nice speckle mullet instead of a regular striped mullet?
Yeah, probably tastes better.
Probably, and it's probably easier to catch, too.
Yeah, I'm glad we don't have a bunch of them big things running.
The old food chain.
Ours, like you said, they're mostly right. Ours are mostly right. You know, they're slots.
Yeah, they're perfect. They're the eating size, too, you know.
Yeah, 21.
Charlie, we caught a lot of 21 to 24 inchers.
21, that's what I always say. 21 to 23 is about what we catch most of.
Yeah, there you go.
Perfect. Yeah. I love it. Gotta love it. But we'll see what, you know. See, I guess hopefully we don't get too much rain. Maybe it will stay up there, further up north, and get these rivers to get out of here.
Boy, that's no joke. We need a little help.
I mean, you know, because nobody's been able to fish the river diversion canal all winter. So,
look how many fish that's saved for y'all.
Yeah.
Because, man, I mean, you know how it is when that river gets stacked up with those fish, they get obliterated, man. People sit on them and hammer them, and then look what all goes on at night under the lights. Good Lord.
Oh, yeah. That diversion canal, when it gets right, you know, by this time of year, everybody's hammering them there. Usually been hammering them by this time of year already.
Yeah.
But nobody's caught anything. I mean, this whole thing's been wiped out the whole winter.
I tell you about fresh water.
Yeah,
you ought to live up in my neck of the woods.
Boy. I heard y'all got some bad stuff going. I went to the boat show one day, and some of the Galveston guys were telling me it was really bad. I mean, as far as, you know, the river was, Trinity Bay was.
Yeah, Trinity Bay's putrid.
Yeah.
You can track a coon across it. So muddy.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah,
that's all right. My day's coming. I'm just biding my time, and I've noticed the older I get, the more patient I am.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Tommy, coming up on a break, man. I'm glad you got your family off to Disney World, and y'all had a good outing and all that. It's time to knuckle down now and start leaning on them fish, boy.
It's definitely time. No more vacations for a while.
That's it, man. It's time to go to work, buddy.
Yep. I'm going to work.
Your wife will start cracking that whip. Get on that bay, boy. Get on that
boat. Get on that boat.
That's it, man. All right, Tommy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to give you a call about coming down and fishing with you, how do they get a hold of you?
All right. They can check me out online under Captain Tommy Alexander or give me a call at 979-709-8242.
All right, buddy. Well, Tommy, have a good one and happy New Year, and I'll talk to you next week. See you, man.
Later, Mickey.
All right, later. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 518 in the Bayou City. Well, I've seen it all now. I just watched a video, guys duck hunting with a tornado coming right at them. They call it the Ducknado. It didn't get them. They lived to publish the video, but I don't know. I'd have been in that flat bottom, and I'd have been leaving town. I'd have left everything. All right, let's go up to Lake Houston now. Let's talk to Mr. John Littleton. Hey, John, what's up, bud?
Hey, good morning, Captain. How are you?
I couldn't be better. Life is good. I'm here.
There you go.
It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is. Any day you wake up and you put your feet on the ground, it's a good day.
That's it. Just, you know, takes a little longer to get moving, but, hey, that's what the coffee pot's for. What's going on?
Oh, same old stuff, Mickey. Man, I tried to go kill me a deer last weekend, but, man, I should have went duck hunting. I mean, I have to send you some pictures. I mean, I got more water. Seriously, there's water underneath the feeders, you know, and some of the feeders is about, you know, it's almost up to the spinner motors. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're kind of like Tex. You know, we're hunting that Navasota River, and, you know, I know he's hunting a different river, but, you know, it's, man, it's just bad. It's just too much water.
Yeah.
But I tell you, I did. I took my binoculars, and I was watching those ducks, and I tell you what, if you really take your time and look at some of these ducks, they're beautiful ducks. I mean,
oh, yeah, especially wood
those
ducks.
Those wood ducks, oh,
gorgeous.
My God. Yeah, I mean, just beautiful ducks. And, you know, I just, you know, I hadn't really, you know, duck hunted a whole lot here the last few years. And, but, man, that just, heck, I saw a lot of deer. I didn't see anything to shoot, but, you know, it was just good. It's always good just to get out there and sit and relax and, you know, take in the outdoors, you know.
Well, you know, hunting's but, not always about killing. You know, I like watching those deer. It, I like, you know, there's nothing finer looking than you get, you got a hot doe sitting out there eating corn, and you got a buck that's kind of with her. You know, he's tailing her. He's on a scent trail.
Right.
And then you got another old buck bristled up, and he'll come in there walking. It kind of reminds you of dogs, you know, getting ready to lock up, and they bristle all up and swell up and start walking in a circle. And, you know, it's cool to watch, you know, and see the patterns, you know, how these, you know, deer remind me so much of dogs because they rely on their nose so much and their hearing, not so much their eyesight, you know, their senses. They use all aspects of it, and it's cool to watch them.
Yeah, they'll make you wonder. I mean, I know I was kind of hunting backwards out of the back of the blind, you know, and deer stand, and it's my chair was a little squeaky, and every once in a while I'd move a little bit, and man, those ears would perk up, and it's like, oh my God, I barely heard it in the stand, and they heard it.
I keep in my backpack, I always keep a little can of Rim oil like you put on your guns to spray with, and I'll spray those chairs, man, because that's a dead giveaway.
But
or drop the flashlight or something. You got it on the shelf and knock it off and hits the floor, and boy, they'll scatter like quail. And once they make you in that stand, they know you're in there and they're not going to come back out. You're done. You might as well load her up and go to the house.
Yeah. But I saw, you know, some nice, you know, yearling deer from this year. I mean, you know, pretty little deer.
Yeah, pretty good fallen crop.
Yeah. I saw three real good ones that, you know, I hadn't, well, you know, they're new deer this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll grow up. And, but now everything was good. So I didn't, they had the individual tournament last Sunday out at Lake Houston. I didn't fish. I actually, you know, kind of like Tex, came down with a little cold and
you missed
didn't
tournament?
Really want to.
Man, that ain't like
I know.
You.
I know. And we had a kickoff meeting Tuesday night for, you know, Lake Houston anglers, and everybody was saying, oh, my God, we thought, you know, you died or the world came to the end because you weren't here, you know. But, I just, you know. You know, you've been there, just didn't feel right and didn't feel good, and I wasn't going to take a chance of, you know, getting out there and getting any worse. But
I know this crud that's going around this year, people have had it for, you know, it's been hanging on to them for over a month at a time. It's
right.
You know, it starts out with severe nasal issues, you know, upper respiratory, and then it goes lower. It gets in your chest I know people that are, and their pictures of health. I mean, they take care of themselves.
Yeah.
They don't smoke or drink or anything. They're health nuts.
Right.
And it just won't let go of them.
Right. But they caught a few fish, Mickey. I mean, it wasn't a whole lot, you know, a fish caught. But I think first place, the guy, he only had 8 pounds, but he only had 2 fish.
Hey, it's a win. Hey, a win is a win.
Yeah, it's a win. Big fish of the tournament was a 522. So, you know, and he didn't catch the 522. He had a 4-something. But anyhow, I mean, there were some decent fish caught.
What were the conditions like? I guess the lake's still pretty messed up, huh?
The lake is horrible, Mickey. I haven't seen it this bad this long. I mean, and it's been bad now for over a month. I mean, just off color. They're dredging, you know, they're getting closer to the you know, closer down into Kingwood, almost out to the lake. They're there by the bridge at Westlake Houston Parkway. And, you know, a lot of that stuff is just starting to filter out and get out into the lake. Plus, with all the rain and, you know, it's just been bad. And I checked the water level last night and again this morning. It shows it's level.
Yeah.
But it looks about 6 inches high to me by visual looking at it. So, you know, I mean, it's fishable. These fish are going to bite. We start our Lake Houston Anglers Club Tournament Series tomorrow. So we'll have a few more anglers out, and, you know, we'll just have to go see. You know, I'm ready. I'm going to go out there and see what we can do and see if we – I haven't been on the water, but, you know, I got friends that have. So, you know, we're going to get out there and see what we can catch and go chase down some bass and get ready for the spawn. You know, I hope the lake clears up before the spawn, you know. Not that we see a lot of fish on beds out there because of the water conditions, but, you know, you can go out there and catch a few.
Yeah.
So, but even my catfish guys, I talked to one guy this week, and he was actually out on the water fishing when I talked to him, and he said they're catching a few, but it's not near, you know, what they're expecting. The water temp, the water color, you know, it's just not right now.
Right.
So, and it, you know, it's going to get better, just like everybody else's water. It's going to get better, and it's going to turn on, and, you know, we're going to start hearing some good reports. But right now, it's just, you know, it's just not that great. And, you know, I'm not the type of person going to sit here and tell you, oh, yeah, you can go catch, you know, limits and all this, because you can, but not right now. So, and that, you know, don't get discouraged. Anybody listening go out there and they don't catch anything, you know, don't get discouraged. It's a good lake. It really is. You know, you just,
well,
it's
just
like
conditions are bad right now. You just got to wait for things
conditions
to turn
are
around,
horrible.
Man.
Yeah, conditions are horrible right now. But, you know, it'll get a lot better. But, hey, I don't know what it is with the fishermen this year, Mickey, but Disney World must have had a run on sales or something because... You know, I went, we were there for a week after around December 1st, and, you know, we took a couple of our grandkids down and spent a week down there, and I talked to a lot of people, you know, fishermen, and I couldn't tell you how many people I've talked to that's gone there this year, and that's kind of strange, I would think, but maybe
yeah.
not, but a lot of people going to Disney World, you
yeah.
know, and
yeah,
I did get to fish that lake
Economy's
when I
doing
went
good,
the last
man.
Time.
People are making money,
yeah,
and they're getting extra money, and travel's cheap right now, fuel and everything. So life is good.
Yeah.
They're enjoying it while they can.
I know it.
Because we know it won't last forever.
We've seen this
pattern too many times, man.
No. We think, oh, yeah, man, we're on Easy Street, and then, you know, another 6-8 months is like, oh, my God,
yeah,
what are we going to do now?
The worm will turn. All right, John, I got to run.
Put your number
out if somebody wants to give you a call about Lake Houston or fish a tournament. Let them know.
Sure. 281-222-8544, and y'all come out there and play the little games with us.
We'll be glad to help you out.
All
right. Well, hang in there, man. We'll see you, John. Thank you for the report.
All right.
All right. See you, buddy.
Thank you, Mickey.
All right. That's John Littleton up on Lake Houston. Let's go to Dave real quick at Tech City Dykeman right before the break, and we'll come back to him after the break. David, good morning, sir. Texas City Dave, my man, with a plan.
Good morning, Mickey.
I think you got a plan anyway. It sounds good.
Yeah, I'll come up with something if I don't have one.
Hey, look, I got to take a commercial break here in about a minute, so I'll go to that and I'll come back to you. But how you been, brother?
Doing just fine, sir. And it sounds like you've had a good one. It's been a couple of weeks since I talked to you. I hope your birthday and the trip down south went good.
Hey, those guys are still talking about those oysters. Those were, you couldn't get any more perfect size, and the color and the density. I mean, you couldn't beat them. They were almost too big to eat raw for guys that like a few raws for cocktails, you know, make up some cocktail sauce. But, man, they fried up good, and we didn't have a one left over. They ate all of them.
Outstanding. I'm so glad to hear that. I thought about you this morning when I made a quick pass through the store to see what we had on hand, and they had a bunch of gallons of oysters back there in the cooler that had just come in. I said, there's old Mickey's oysters right there.
Hey, let me do a commercial break, and I'll come back right back to you, man. Hang with me. I'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Oh, Lord help us.
What is up, buddy?
Oh, that was funny, dude. What are they doing playing that? That was pretty good.
Another crappy ride home.
LTD in an H-town, brother. Living in
all right, all right.
If you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey and Captain Benny will tell you where to go and what to throw. When the tide gets high, and which way the wind's gonna blow. If you wanna hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show, presented by Hook's Bit Performance Rods on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5:37 here in the Bayou City here in H-Town. All right, let's go back to Tech City. Let's talk some more with Mr. Dave Fremont. I just call him TCD. All right, Dave, thank you for holding, my friend. Got to take care of our sponsors.
Yes, sir. You did a fine job, too. I'm just sitting here enjoying this morning. I'm sitting out here about 2.5 miles out. I'm not too far from the Noah Welch boat ramp that sits on the left-hand side going out. And
right.
Sitting here just watching these tugboats and a couple of shrimp boats, it looks like it was either Captain Billy or maybe Captain Dan that keep their boats on our little old dock over here that are heading out, and a whole bunch of tugboats. They've got some of these tugboats lit up like a Christmas tree, Mickey, all different colors. You know, you see those lowriders on the streets with the LEDs displays up underneath the
right.
The cars, and now they got these tugboats looking like that. They've got them all lit up really cool, all kind of cobalt.
You know, LED lighting was that's one of the cool inventions here, you know. Hey, I even saw a cat yesterday. I'm coming in the middle of the night, and his center caps on his wheels had LEDs in them. He was lit up going down the road. I said, man, I thought I'd seen it all. Hey, James said there's some guy that runs down there a lot with him down by Tiki, and he'll see him at night running. All the water's lit up underneath his boat. Then he's got, he's got LED everywhere, and he said you can't miss him. He's just running across the bay. Even his power pole's lit up. So
I bet those fish under the water are probably saying, get a load of that dude, man. Can you believe that? Let's go check him out.
Boy, where we've gone with this. Inside lighting, and then all the wet sounds. I got about 20 speakers down each gunwale of their boat, and it'll blow your hair out. But anyway, that's new era of fishing.
Yeah, some of those cats are displaying a lot of that stuff, I guess, down there at that big fancy boat show going on down there. And I know there's a couple of companies that I see during the fishing show that have a bunch of those LED display lights and stuff for the boats and for the boat docks and all that stuff. But yeah, it's an interesting world we live in now, and technology and all this new lighting and stuff. It's really something.
They're blowing by me faster than I can keep up, I can tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's going to be a real pretty morning, Mickey. It's kind of crisp out here. Let's see, 55 degrees here on the Texas City Dike, and a lot of stars in up in the sky. I know the weather's supposed to make a change late this afternoon, this evening, and we'll have another little thing come through in the next day or two. But for this morning, it looks like a great window of opportunity to get out and do a little fishing, I think. And a lot of critters out here. We got a bunch of cats on the prowl. I bet you there's There's lots of animals moving around here, but somebody even sent a picture in last week where there was a coyote out here on the dike.
We'll I wouldn't doubt it. He needs to eat too, man.
Yeah, and there's plenty of stuff this morning for them to dine on, I'll tell you. But they come down off of Skyline Drive that runs all the way back into the old Moses Lake area. So every now and then we'll get one of those coyotes show up around here. But
don't rule out rattlesnakes on the Texas City Dyke, because I've seen them. I ran over one pulling my boat one morning going down there to launch at the end, and he popped like a balloon. He must have been full of something, because he made a big pop.
Been a while since I've seen them, but I have seen them out here many years ago. And then I guess the last snake I saw out here was a real nice sized water moccasin, and it had also looked like it had been hit. It was still alive, but depending on what kind of rainfall we get and all that stuff, every now and then there'll be a few of those little cottonmouths and such that'll show up out here too. But well, Mickey, we slid through another flounder run. This one was a little mild. In terms of the Texas City Dyke, it was really not a good run at all for us. We didn't have very many good-sized fish. But Galveston Channel, the guys that fish it a lot, kayak, boat, and some of them that have some access from the bank, they pretty much had an average year from talking to them. The guys that go early and often are pretty good gauges for me in terms of finding out how things are going. The dike was slow. The dike, I didn't see a 9 pound or even a solid
tournament. What won your tournament?
The one that won the tournament was a flounder that was caught over by the Coast Guard station, and that one was 7 3/4 pounds roughly.
That's what won the money.
That's the one that won $4,000, Mickey.
Wow,
in the second place. Second place was $2,500, and the third place was $1,500. And then we put in that little tater chip, 14-inch legal size flounder, and the cat come in with a 14-inch on the dot that weighed 0.84 pounds. You could shine a flashlight.
Hey, you can read the newspaper through that one.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, by the pound, it was a nice flounder because he won $500 for that. And then the guy come in second with $250. Jason kicked in the money for those. Cool. Our tournament, of course, is 100% payout for the three places that we have. But so many people, and most all of them brought those 14-inch fish in alive and released them. Next year, I think I'll do that. I think we'll give them an added bonus. We'll try to keep all of those 14-inch male flounder alive. But some people like to eat that legal 14, 15. My wife, though, she likes some fried whole, and she'd rather. I can bring in a 3 or 4 pounder if I'm lucky enough to catch one, and she'll just turn her nose up on it. But if I bring her one that'll fit in that big cast iron skillet, she's as happy as she can be. But anyway, we had a real good time with
that's
the tournament.
That's serious cash, Dave, for a flounder tournament or any tournament, and then the booby prize getting $500. Man, that's you can't beat that.
What tickles me is that it's all by the entrance. We have a couple of folks that kick in stuff for us to give away stuff. We had some good fun sponsors like Chicken Boy and Avid Angler, Mr. Thompson with Avid Angler, and Lenders Fishing, the ones that makes the pliers and such. Just the local folks, and we don't push all that. It's just a fun tournament. But this year, 425 people got into that tournament
to
play.
That's pretty good. That's pretty serious. That's good stuff.
It was a lot of fun. It was great. But anyway, so that's done. Another run in the books on the flounder, and now we'll be thinking about these big old black drum. We're still catching some of those, and they'll be going through their spawn here in the next, 2 months, month and a half or so before they really kick into gear. But people have been catching them on the dike year-round. We're still getting some bull reds and some sheephead now with the water being cold. But it's kind of like this time of year, Mickey, you know, it's kind of like Mother Nature just takes a big old deep breath, and then
January. How about crawfish, man? Are y'all starting to get any in now with that right
you
around
know
the corner?
We get about a good 50 or 60 emails a day asking about those crawfish. And all I can say is I passed through the cooler this morning real quick, and there was a couple of pallets. I think those are probably going straight in from Louisiana and then and going out to somebody that's made some special order or something, right? Because they're still scarce, and they're very, this time of year, they're very expensive because there aren't very many. Right. But I'm gonna predict that probably this is the breakover week of not having them. We'll probably have some in the restaurant that we'll be cooking maybe this weekend. And then I think with the weather and everything kind of coming together that you're going to start seeing them in bigger numbers. So we'll put out the word just as soon as we get them. And then it'll be on like Donkey Kong.
There you go. We'll keep me updated with that. Well, Dave, I got to run. I got to go next door to you now to Tiki Island, talk to Mr. Plog before we go off air. So if somebody wants to call Boyd's about bait or seafood or anything, I highly recommend it. You guys do it up right down there. What's the number, bud?
Thank you, Mickey. It's 409-945-4001. We appreciate everything you do and can't wait to hear Mr. Plog and have a great weekend.
You and a lot of people. And keep me updated on them crawfish, brother. See you, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, right, sir. Dave. Thank you now.
Thanks for the report. See ya. All right, TCD. All right, let's go to Captain Plog now, Silver King Adventures. James, good morning, sir.
Yo, Mick, what's up, buddy?
What's happening, Captain?
Man, you waiting on me. You are struggling.
Hey, you waiting on me. You're backing up.
You waiting to hear my old bad BS. That's terrible.
No, it's all good. What's going on,
what's
man?
What's up, bro?
Hey, I just watched a grouper jerk a guy over the side of the boat, and kept hanging onto the rope. Unbelievable.
Really? Hand-lining?
Yeah, they had this big old fish on there, and they finally hooked this grouper, and it looked like quarter-inch rope with a giant hook on it, and they had it tied off to the cleat, and it drug him over head first. Well, he lets go of the rope, and his buddies in the boat grab back a hold of it. He swims back in the boat. They finally got it up, measured it, and released it. That grouper was bigger than he was.
When we were in Florida, we were snook fishing, and Dana and Tremble and the guy, they fished for one grouper for like 2 days. I think they cleated him all through the boat, tried to drag him out of there on a piece of cable, and they still couldn't get him.
They got one there at Boca Grande there in Charlotte Harbor that they've been trying to catch for years, and they had two guys with two huge rods, and they were using double stingrays on him. They dropped them both down there on him. He swallowed both of them, so they both got him hooked. They still couldn't land him.
No, I think they're going to wherever they're living, whether it be a wreck or whatever they're living on, and you just can't get them out of there.
Yeah.
But I laughed at Dan and them. That was like day two. I said, hey, man, did y'all get him? We didn't get him. I said, y'all ought to give up on him.
Yeah, there's plenty of other good things to catch other than mess with.
Yeah, and I don't want to catch him anyway. He don't do nothing. He don't jump. He don't do anything. I don't want him.
It's like catching a big old bass.
Reeling in not even plywood. That's a culvert.
Hey, that's like trying to reel in a tractor tire.
Ain't that the truth? Nah, we ain't doing nothing. Working on boats is all I'm doing.
Yeah. Trying to get you doing something.
Well, I'm trying to get some stuff right. I ain't done nothing in 3 months. Well, except roll, so.
Struggle.
But the way
real.
I look, but it looks nice this morning.
It is. It's nice.
It got nice yesterday, too. Got a little cool yesterday afternoon, but during the day it was nice.
Yeah, it kind of clouded up, and that wind went out of the east, and that water, that air coming off the bay out there at my house, it was warm at noon, and then all of a sudden about 2 o'clock, I'm going, man, I need a jacket on out here.
Yeah, the water's a lot cooler.
Yeah, it is. It
had it's that muddy and it. Cold over
it's,
there.
it's just absolutely – it. Trinity Bay looks like Lake Houston right now.
Man, that's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is. Boy, it was just coming back. Man, I remember y'all were getting on them good and hard up there in the top end. You know, I was still fishing on my end. I couldn't leave what I had. And you and Dana were doing pretty good. And I said, well, don't hold your breath. Boy, and you didn't, because here it was.
Boy, it didn't last. I mean, that was about a little 7-8-day run, a little pocket of water.
Little teaser runs, what that was.
A little teaser run. Hey, right there at the end, though, that water was so fresh. And I said, man, I can't believe you're catching anything.
Right.
Anything. Well, they'll tolerate a lot, but they can't tolerate what's, that. They still running 50,000?
54 something, yeah. It's right at the bottom of the railroad trestle on Highway 90.
Well, hey, just think about it. About the end of August, you start taking a little look around
man,
up there.
I might, might start pecking around on them whales out there about August.
Dad gum, dude. Unbelievable.
I mean, it's been flooding since October.
But it's everywhere, Mickey. It's, you know, East Bay, the water is horrible.
It's
on my end over here, you know, I'm fishing a lot of stuff that's it's nasty.
It's pretty sweet. It's, you know, that's what the hammer was saying earlier this morning. You know, he can barely taste a hint of salt in the water he's got over there.
But it's mixed in.
Yeah.
You know, the fish in Trinity Bay, our fish that we catch up there, I think they're, you know, they to a certain extent, they live in that stuff, just like Sabine.
Right.
But here, these fish down here are stupid. They'll move away from it. Like I say, I fished the place Monday or Tuesday, whatever day it was, I don't remember, that you ain't got no business even going to. But I was already there, so, man, let's check it.
Just try it, yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, we catch fish here in, like, April. And, you know, I guess that fresh water pushed there one of them little bitty old trout down there. There wasn't nothing no good, but it was fish.
Yeah.
But the water's clear. It's just tea-colored. And then, you know, the farther north you go, it turns into just pure mud.
My old buddy Mike over in Chambers County wanted me to ask you, how's the dove hunting around the Uvalde area? Have you heard anything up there? Any of your buds killing anything?
Yeah, that's what I'm hunting. It's all you want. It's unbelievable. Matter of fact, I'm probably going to – well, I'm hunting out of La Pryor, which is like 30 miles, with, you know, toward Crystal City from Uvalde.
Right.
Mickey, it's – matter of fact, I'm probably going to leave again Saturday morning. I think we got two more weekends.
Y'all killing a lot of them northern mornings, those long-tailed birds?
There's long-tailed, short-tailed, little ones, big ones. There's millions of them.
Okay.
Hey, man, they come out of there. Yeah, I got there whatever time I got. I left here like 4:30, so I got there way too early. So a buddy of mine was there, old Tim, and we sat around. And it's nothing. And it's like noon, you know. And a few of them trickle in, and Tim gets set up. He asked what it looked like yesterday, so they flew here and there and all that. But anyway, I'm milling around. Hey, at 2 o'clock, dude, it's like you open the can of bean dip, and here they come. And they come out of these orchards. There's some olive orchards where we're hunting over there. And I was through, and I shot terrible, and I was, like I say, I told you, I was through at like 3:30.
Damn.
And I could have killed 60, 70 more birds if I'd had enough bullets if I wanted to.
Right.
And then, you know, I had them dialed in for Sunday morning. But to answer that guy's question, yeah, and I saw a couple of these are all old sesame seed fields we're hunting in. And even driving home, I was going down 57 toward 35. And wherever you could see an old sesame seed field, it wasn't nothing but doves.
Yeah.
So you got to have some feed, you know, you got to eat.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. You know, it's like down at Blaine's when we hunt them ranches over there, especially when we hunt south or north windmill over at Montavo's. You can get there anytime you want, but there's no sense in even thinking about hunting until 4:30. It's like they let the gate open and here it comes. It's just for 1 hour, it's nonstop. It looks like Argentina from 4:30 to 5:30.
It's weird,
that,
ain't it?
Pack her up and go to the house, bud.
It's over. You know, I was hunting down there at Dilly. Not this year, but year before last. Lane said, look, man, them birds come out of there about, you know, it'll be about 4:15, so I get set up, you know how it is, hurry up and get there, and you're like 8,000 degrees, and like 3 o'clock, you ain't even see a bug, you don't see nothing. About 4 o'clock, here come one white wing. There's a white wing. And at 4:15, the host guy ain't nothing but white wings.
Unbelievable.
It was sick, man, I'm telling you. So, yeah, it's good, so I'm probably going to do that. I got to work a little bit. I got to fish a little bit next week, see what happens.
All right, go find me some fish, man.
Oh, will you coming next week? We going next week? You rolling?
I'm cranking back up, man. Spooling up
come
new
on,
reels.
Baby.
I'm back in business. It's
on. We're getting the band back together. Let's go,
you
baby.
You know, like Forrest said, his running days were over. Well, my hunting days are over. It's time to go fishing now. I'm ready.
Come on, baby. Let's roll. We'll go get them.
All right, dog. Well, hey, somebody wants to call you about going fishing, throw them out a number.
All right, brother, 409-935-7242.
James, always a pleasure. You have a great day, my friend. We'll see
Hey,
you.
Mick, I'll talk to you later,
hey,
brother.
It's
thanks,
always
man.
Good, brother. See you, man.
It's all
Take
good.
Care.
See
all
you.
Right. All right, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back bright and early in the morning right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.